Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Many timeshare owners are very upset because their yearly dues have nearly doubled. Well, Lone Star will guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. With their A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, clients know that Lone Star Transfer is a company you can trust. For a free consultation, please go to LoneStarTransfer.com or call 855-551-7066.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in for Bill O'Reilly. On this Tuesday, I am thinking about the Walt Disney Company. The troubled corporation has lost billions of dollars after picking a fight with the state of Florida. So here's how Disney went from Walt to woke. In early March, the company publicly challenged a bill in Florida that barred teachers from discussing gender identities with young children. Since then, things have not gone well for the House of Mouse. Polls show 70% of Americans are less likely to do business with Disney if the company promotes a political agenda. But Mickey's troubles don't stop there. The company also faces scrutiny over its relationship with China. Disney began censoring its movies for the Communist Party back in 1996. Today, it removes all content deemed inappropriate by Beijing. And 15% of the company's total profits come from China. Then there's the ridiculous price to visit the parks. A ticket for a day at Disney World is $120 per person. Parking is another $35. The median hotel price at Disney is $350 a night. They even sell a $100 sandwich. All in, it costs the average family $1,000 a day to visit Disney World. So no money? Well, sorry, no Mickey. All that political chaos is scaring Wall Street, it seems. Shares for Disney are down 43% compared to last May. For investors, that's a little more goofy than they'd like. Back after this.
AMAC is the leading conservative advocacy and benefits organization. AMAC gives you access to exclusive benefits, insightful news, and a magazine full of uncensored content. They are pushing back against efforts to defund the police, weaken the borders, and corrupt our youth. But they need your help. Please stand with AMAC at amac.us. That's AMAC.US. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.